好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，主恩够用。
God's grace is sufficient.
他的话语是我们每天的灵粮。
God's words is our daily bread.
今天讲到的题目是保罗在亚细亚。
The sermon title today is Paul in Asia.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你借着使徒行传，让我们看见教会传福音的脚步。
Through the book of Acts, you just show us the footstep for the church to share the gospel.
也让我们看见原来圣灵是如何带领教会的。
You also showed us how the Holy Spirit guides the church.
你借着今天保罗在亚细亚的行踪教导我们。
Through the journey that Paul in Asia, you teach us.
看见他无论得失不得失，总要救些人。
It just shows us that no matter in season or out of season, we just need to save some people.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
求你带领我们今天讲到的时间。
Please guide the time, the sermon time today.
赐给我们话语当中的奥秘。
Please give us this the mystery of the your words.
与我们同行，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Please walk with us, and we just pray in Jesus Christ's name.
阿门。
阿门。
好，保罗在亚细亚。
Paul in Asia.
那亚细亚这个词听起来就有点别扭，对吧？
So the word Asia sounds kind of awkward, right?
什么意思呢？亚细亚。
What does Asia mean?
亚细亚这个词是源于古希腊语了。
It's originated from the ancient Greek.
然后等希腊文走到罗马帝国的时候，拉丁文就直接拉过来用了。
So when Greek, they just go to just, and they just went to directly just used in Latin.
也就是我们今天所用的亚洲这个词 Asia 这个字。
So that's the word Asia.
以后的日耳曼语系呢，渐渐都以此为蓝本，渐渐固定下来了。
Later, Germanic languages were modeled on this and gradually became fixed.
那么中文的译名为亚洲又是什么时候开始的呢？
So when does the Chinese translation of Asia started?
算起来跟马丁路德宗教改革的时间相差不远。
It was just by the time that Martin Luther, the religion, the reform.
呀，大概是1582年耶稣会的传教士利玛窦，他在中国工作的时候呢，把这个字给定下来了。
So that was in the year 1582, and it was finalized by the missionary Matteo Ricci.
那么当时亚细亚的地界在什么地方呢？
So where's the geographical area for Asia?
其实就是今天土耳其与爱琴海之间这一块西部的地区吧，称为亚细亚。
It's between Turkey and the Aegean Sea on the west side.
但是最后整个亚洲却因为这一块地方而得名。
And then Asia was named because of this.
因为这一块地方它奠定了福音的基础，开拓了使命之路啊。
Because in Asia just laid the foundation of the gospel and opened up the road to mission.
我们今天要借着保罗在亚细亚，就是以弗所这个地方是如何开拓福音事工的。
So we'll see in Ephesus and this place of the Asia how Paul started.This mission.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
离开会堂去学房。
Leave the synagogue and go to the hall.
要我们知道保罗其实他属于一种学者型的牧者了。
So we know Paul, he was a scholar type pastor.
所以在他的宣教旅程过程当中，我们发现他这个人不是去会堂就是去学堂了。
Therefore, in his mission journey, usually he went just either to the synagogue or to a school.
所以他的脚步跟彼得很不一样，对吧？
So Paul's footsteps are different from Peter.
彼得去海边，去那个削皮匠西门那里，对吧？
Peter just went to the seashore, just went to the Simon's place.
都是比较低下层的人士。
It's kind of this lower level people.
但是保罗可以做到，就是官二代啊，学二代啊，富二代。往上走了一点的人士，因为他自己是个学者型的牧者，对吧？
And Paul is the kind of the scholar type of pastor. He usually just approach the people on the upper level.
不要因为这个缘故就抬高保罗，就贬低彼得，没那个必要。
But so there's no it's not necessary to just even just raise up Paul or just lower Peter.
这样的事情都是高不了你，也低不了我，对吧？
This kind of thing, we just don't need to just raise up the people.
神给每个人有不同的恩赐，就有不同的服事的道路啊。
So God gave different people the different gift, so they have the different paths in ministry.
首先是保罗进会堂。
First, Paul entered the synagogue.
犹太会堂的基本功能就是祷告与学习。
The basic function of the synagogue were prayer and the study.
那么随着犹太人定居人数的逐步的增加呢？
As the number of Jewish settlers increased,
会堂的功能也渐渐丰富起来。
And the function of the synagogue also enriched.
除了学习和祷告呢？
Not only prayer and study.
那大家也可以在那里开始吃圣餐、审理案件、捐款等等很多社会型的功能也在会堂举行了。
And people there, they can just eat the Holy Communion, hearing cases, and also just the...And just all different the things to take care of.
甚至是一些社交的场合呀，或一些政治上的功用，也在会堂举行。
It was also used for political and social gatherings.
当然，会堂的主要用途还是以宗教活动为主啊。
Of course, the purpose of the synagogue is still mainly for religious activities.
我这里要指出来的就是我们新约教会的教会呢，其实也是根据会堂的理念。慢慢发展起来的。
So what I'm trying to point out is the New Testament church also developed based on the concept of synagogue.
所以保罗进会堂呢，基本上是要将福音的优先次序，就是先是犹太人，后是希律尼人这个优先次序贯彻始终啊。
Therefore, Paul went into the synagogue precisely to implement the priority of the gospel.First to the Jew and then the Gentile.
彼得进会堂会有一些障碍的。
Actually, for Peter to enter the synagogue, he has some just the kind of the blockage.
但是保罗进会堂没有问题的。
But for Paul to enter the synagogue, there's no problem.
他本身就是个法利赛人呢。
He himself is a Pharisee.
而且是名师出高徒啊。
And he is just the great disciple, just from the famous teacher.
他的老师，他的拉比是加马列，很出名的一个犹太学者。
And also, he's a disciple of a rabbi, Gamaliel.
所以当大家听说有加马列的弟子来到，大家是无人欢迎的，一片欢呼的。
Therefore, the people just welcome the disciple of a rabbi, the Gamaliel.
所以保罗在犹太会堂里边辩论，对他来讲是一件天经地义的事情。
It was natural for Paul to debate in the synagogue.
当然，这个时候保罗的辩论内容已经不同以往了。
Of course, the content of Paul's debate is different from before.
他开始是以福音为念，拯救为目的了。
Paul just based on the gospel and the salvation as his purpose.
这是保罗一路三次宣教旅行一直遵循的一个原则，尽他所能的去到犹太会堂里边去辩论去布道，对吧？
So that's a principle for Paul's three mission journey, and it is with the gospel as the purpose.
其次是推拿奴学房。
Second, the Hall of Tyrannus.
那推拿奴又是谁呢？
So who was Tyrannus?
其实圣经仅仅在这里提到，其他地方讲的不多。
In fact, the Bible only mentioned here, and not much information to cite.
我们在有限的资料里边查考呢，发现这个人推拿奴大概是一个希腊的学者。
So with a limitation, and we just realized then.So Tyrannus, he's a Greek scholar.
而且在整个亚细亚的地区，在以弗所这个城市是非常有名的。
He's very famous in Ephesus.
他在以弗所开了一间学堂啊。
He opened a school in Ephesus.
学堂其实就是我们今天的 school， 就是学校的意思。
So that is the school.
专门用来研究希腊哲学啊。
So they studied the Greek philosophy.
他和保罗相遇的时候呢？
So when Tyrannus met Paul,
在谈论哲学的概念范围，两个人一定是惺惺相惜的。
So in the area of discussion in philosophy, it is not difficult to imagine that they cherished each other.
学者之间的确是有文人相亲的这种现象。
So among the scholars, and they just have this like a, they just treasure, admire each other.
但是如果碰到一个有真才实学的人呢？人们心中是息息相信的。
So once they just meet each other and who's very knowledgeable, it's the they just cherish each other.
我在挪威的时候就有一个很好的朋友。
When I was in Norway, I had a good friend.
像是我们的大哥一样，陈麦平，大不了他的笔名叫万芝。
And he's like older brother, and he's the His writing is.
如果你上网去查他的名字是很有名的。
And his name is very famous.
Yeah, 这个莫言的这个诺贝尔文学奖，他背后是应该是推手吧，应该是。
And the and from the and he's the just kind of a very important person just behind the famous writer.
他就是一个学富五车的一个学者呀。
He's a scholar. Is just very knowledgeable.
啊，每一次我见到他的时候，心里边都有一种由衷的钦佩了。
Each time I met him, I just really admire him.
我想，他跟就是当时保罗见到推拿奴也有这种心情吧。
I think it's probably the same mindset. And when Paul met the Tyrannus,
这种彼此欣赏、彼此佩服的关系，坦率讲，这一生得一知己足矣啊。
In the life, in the whole life, if we can just meet someone who is like this, and yeah, that's good enough.
这是七月份我们去瑞典短宣的时候会去 Stockholm, 估计也会跟他见面了。
So in July, we will go to Stockholm for mission trip, and I might just meet him.
现在是二月份，七月份还有四五个月呢，我们已经在开始彼此憧憬的见面的那个时候了。
Now it's only February, but we are just expecting to see each other in July.
Yeah, 保罗在犹太会堂遇到了拒绝，对吧？
Paul was rejected in the synagogue.
甚至还有人毁谤保罗所传的道。
And people even slandered about the Paul's message.
那保罗就转换地方呗。
So Paul changed his place.
刚好又碰到了一个可以惺惺相惜的学者。
And he even just met the scholar. They cherish each other.
虽然这个人还没有信耶稣。
Even though Tyrannus has not believed in Jesus,
但是他提供他的学堂给保罗可以用啊。
But he just provided his hall for Paul to use.
有的时候想想我们教会之间能不能分享我们教会的资源给其他的教会、其他的群体呢？
Sometimes I'm just thinking whether just the church can exchange their resources.
相比之下，有些教会可能还不如这个推拿奴的心胸开阔了。
However, and some church may not have this kind of broad mindset, just like a Tyrannus.
Yeah, 所以基督徒可真的没有什么可以夸口的，除了神的恩典了。
So for a Christian, there's nothing we can brag about, just besides just God's grace.
Yeah, 保罗来到这里，他的口才、智慧与学问得到了最大限度的发挥了。
Paul came here, and his eloquence, wisdom, and the learnings were brought into full play.
Yeah, 推拿奴呢，因为可以分享学堂的资源给保罗，而他心里边会感到满足，这是一个君子啊，这个人。
So Tyrannus just feels satisfied because he could share the resources of the school.
保罗呢，也因为可以分享福音，心里边感到喜乐，这是一个蒙神分别为圣的人呐。
And also Paul just feels just rejoiced because he could share the gospel.
最后的是听见主的道。
Finally, hear the word of the Lord.
Yeah, 我们刚才讲了，保罗是按照罗马书一章十六节的优先次序，先向犹太人传福音，对不对？
So Paul followed the order of priority in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, just preach the gospel to the Jews first.
但是当神的福音临到犹太人的时候呢？
However, when the gospel just arrived to the Jews,
犹太人的态度是拒绝福音、反抗福音，甚至是要污蔑福音。
But the Jews' attitude, they rejected the gospel and slandered it.
那上帝就借着保罗将福音转向外邦人，向希腊人、希利尼人去传福音了。
Therefore, Paul just turned to the Gentiles and preached gospel to the Greek.
圣经说他在推拿奴学房天天辩论有两年之久啊。
The Bible says for 2 years he debated every day in the hall of Tyrannus.
那他服侍的果效是怎样的呢？
So what is the effect of his ministry?
圣经说保罗在那里的服侍叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人，都听见主的道。
The Bible says of Paul's ministry there, so that all the residents of the Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and the Greeks.
这是我们的责任啊。
This is our responsibility.
我们的责任不包你听了福音信不信的。
So our responsibility is not whether we share and you believe.
但是我们要负责任地把福音传给他。
But we need to be responsible to share the gospel to people.
这是我们生命的原则，我们生命的基本责任，对不对？
This is the basic, the principle, and the responsibility.
这里我们也看见一个非常重要的原则，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, here we can see a very important principle.
就是教会与事工的关系。
Which is the relationship between the church and the ministry.
我们显而易见发现保罗在这里所开展的是一个学者事工，学人事工，对吧？
We can see here Paul just developed a scholar's ministry.
我们发现保罗无论自己多么的聪明能干，却没有越过教会的权柄。
And we can see, no matter how smart and wise Paul is,
他并没有将学者、学人事工发展成一个独立于教会以外的事工。
So Paul did not develop just a ministry outside of the church boundary.
而我们以往的呀前人呢、啊，或者先辈们呢、啊，或者包括我们自己在内吧，往往容易忽略这个原则。
And oftentimes, and the people just before us, or just nowadays, they just kind of, it's kind of chaos about this, the boundary.
一旦有一个事工，仿佛有一些亮点。
So once there's a ministry, it seems like there's like a spotlight.
马上就远离教会，离开了基督的身体，另塑一致，好像要搞一个离开耶稣基督权柄的事工。
And then very quickly, this ministry will just go just outside of the church.
今天在坊间流行的各种什么学人事工啦、学者事工啦、工商团契啦，或者是某一个艺术事工等等，都在落入这个陷阱之中啊。
So nowadays, and there's kind of ministry, just so-called, just like the art ministry or just kind of the scholar ministry, just outside of the church, it's kind of in a chaos.
这种模糊的界限呢，是非常危险的。
This kind of blurred boundary is very dangerous.
稍稍略略的一不警醒，人就会远离上帝的原则、圣经的标准。
If people just do not just pay to be alert, they can just be biased just from the Bible's principle.
表面上看好像你在做一个轰轰烈烈的伟大事业，对吧？
Looking at the surface, seems like they just do some great job.
要开一个大会，还是国际型的大会，对吧？
Seems like if they have a conference, it's the international conference.
但是你跟教会已经没什么关系了。
However, there's nothing to do with the church.
这个时候你好像成为主人，教会成为你的仆人一样。
Seems like now you became the master, but the church and just be your servant.
许多教会的牧师们也因着看这里有亮点。好像也在这里对他恶意奉承，极力的讨好。
And also many church pastors, just that because of this, they just kind of just try to please this kind of ministry.
这种教会的乱象，也是撒旦放在我们当中的一个破口了。
So this kind of chaos phenomenon actually is just like a loophole, just for.
所以总结起来看，今天教会的乱象的根源就是脱离了基督赋予教会的权柄。
Therefore, the origin about this kind of chaos, it is because people just go outside of the authority of the church.
但是能看清这样的事情的人是不多的。
However, not many people can just see clear about it.
求神给属灵人有智慧的眼光吧。
May God just give the spiritual people and with this kind of eyesight.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
神迹奇事伴随他。
Signs and the wonders accompanied him.
其实保罗能够在推拉奴学堂传道两年之久，本身就是一个神迹奇事的，对不对？
In fact, it was a miracle that Paul was able to preach in the school of Tyrannus for 2 years.
那么何以见得呢？
So how can we see that?
首先从希腊哲学开始嘛。
First, start with Greek philosophy.
我们知道希腊的哲学经历了自然哲学、人本主义以及哲学系统哲学三个时期了。
We know that Greek philosophy has gone through 3 stages, natural philosophy, humanism, and the systematic philosophy.
我想凡是研究希腊哲学的大概都不会忽略希腊神话，对吧？
And I think the people studied the Greek philosophy, they would not ignore the historical status of its mythology.
因为希腊神话呢，它的历史地位是不可忽略，不可把它抹杀的。
Because we cannot just erase the status of the mythology.
我猜我们可能未必读过多少希腊神话吧，可能。
Maybe we just may not have read much about the Greek mythology.
但是至少会听过一些，比如说荷马史诗当中的一些故事，会不会啊？
But at least we may just have heard just some story and such as the Homer's epics, right?
比如说比较有名的特洛伊木马，听过吧？
Such as the Trojan horse, right?
有人把军队藏在一个大木马里边。
And people just hide the the soldier team inside of this court.
结果城内的这个守将兵丁傻乎乎的把这个木马给拖回城里面去了。
And those are the people in this place city that just pulled this horse into them.
到了晚上，夜静人生都没有人的时候，里边的兵丁就出来了。把整个城市给占领了。
At midnight, and then the soldiers came out of the horse to occupy the city.
这种几乎是家喻户晓的故事了，对吧
？So this story would just like just all the every family knows.
换句话讲，我们也在受到希腊神话的影响，我们自己不一定知道而已了。
Therefore, we're also influenced by those the kind of the Greek mythology.
那如何面对这样的希腊文化、希腊神话对我们的影响呢？
So how do we face the influence from the Greek mythology?
Yeah, 使徒行传里给我们看见一个进入一个眼光，对吧
？The book of Acts just show us the viewpoint.
因为保罗所传的神是三位一体的独一真神呐。
The God preached by Paul is the one true God of the Trinity.
与希腊的多神体系与无神的哲学体系是彼此截然不同的。
Which is completely different from the Greek polytheisticystic system.
可以讨论，可以去互相去对话的空间是很多的。
And there's a big room, and let us to discuss that.
所以，推拉奴也很好奇保罗所传的一神三而一的这个信仰，他也很好奇，想跟保罗多点接触商量啊。
Therefore, Tyrannus is also kind of curious about the gospel Paul shared.
呀，我猜这也是推拉奴。基本上他为什么能够接纳保罗用他学堂的地点了
？So I'm just guessing maybe that is the reason that the Tyrannus would just allow Paul to use his location.
而且是与他共用同一个学堂方方面面的资源，坦率讲着实不容易了。
And also to share all the resources of the same school with him, this is really not easy.
呀，这两者之间的核心价值观截然不同。
The two have different core values.
呀，却能和平共处于一个屋檐下。
But they can peacefully coexist under the same roof.
这是一个超越人性的一个神迹奇事了。
This is already a miracle just beyond the human nature.
相比之下，今天有许多的独裁政权看见十字架就受不了了。你的十字架比我们的党旗还高啊！
So just like today, and the dictator just cannot stand with the cross that's hand up high.
就想到这一点，我对这个推拉奴的，我着实有些钦佩了。
So when I think about this, I just really admire Tyrannus.
那其次呢，是从病得医治开始。
Secondly, start with the healing of the diseases.
那当保罗在推拉奴学房的辩论当中呢
？When Paul just in his debate in this hall of the Tyrannus.
他目的要说明耶稣就是基督啊。
His purpose is to say that the Jesus is Christ.
就在这个时候，神就赐给他行神迹的机会与能力了。
At this moment, God just gave him the power to perform miracles.
呀，甚至是不用保罗做什么呀。
Paul didn't even need to do anything.
呀，圣经说，甚至有人从保罗身上拿个毛巾、拿个围裙放在病人身上，病就退了，奇了怪吧。
The Bible says so that even just the handkerchiefs or aprons.That had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and disease just left them.
在这里，反倒揭开了一个公开的秘密啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, here it just opened a secret.
就是能力是出于神，不是出于保罗，不是出于哪个人的。
That is power comes from God, not man.
还记得耶稣的故事吗
？Do you remember Jesus' story?
耶稣聚会结束以后去探访彼得的岳母，还记得吗
？Do you still remember after the meeting, Jesus went to visit Peter's mother-in-law?
耶稣一去，拉他的手，他的烧就退了，热就退了。
Once Jesus went and he touched hold her hand, the fever subsided.
她就起来服侍耶稣一行人了。
And then she got up and served Jesus and his company.
圣经说保罗在推拉奴服侍的这两年多呢，神借着保罗的手行了些非常的奇事，有些没有记在这里边的。
The Bible says that during the more than 2 years that Paul served in Tyrannus, and God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hand of Paul.
从经文的描述中来看呢，似乎也没有什么大不了的事情哦。
Judging from the description and the scriptures, it doesn't seem to be a big deal.
但是就是因为保罗的缘故，病就好了，这难道还不是神迹奇事吗
？However, just because of Paul, the disease is cured, isn't it a miracle?
最后呢，是从驱赶恶鬼开始。
finally start by driving away evil spirit.
Yeah, 在圣经中似乎治病总是与赶鬼紧紧的相联系在一起的。
In the Bible, it seems that healing is always associated with casting out demons.
那么赶鬼也分困难的鬼和容易的鬼，两种不同的鬼，对吧？
There are different and easy ways to just to drive out demons.
有些鬼呢，因为碰了一些保罗的毛巾围裙，恶鬼就出去了。
Some demons just touch Paul's towel or apron, and then evil spirit just went out.
这件事在整个以弗所城就轰动起来了。
So this just became famous in the whole city of Ephesus.
当时以弗所城的一些犹太人呢，平常他也把赶鬼做成一个生意。做成一个他自己的、人生的主要的活动范围。
So some Jews in the same city just used to chant curses to drive out demons as their life.
他们一看这些信耶稣的人赶鬼竟然这么容易。
And they said, look at how easy it is to cast away the evil spirit.
什么事都不要做，只是碰碰毛巾，碰碰围裙，哎，鬼就走了耶。
They thought it's so easy just by touching.The Paul's towel or apron.
于是呢，就照葫芦画瓢，也东施效颦起来啦。
Therefore, they just copied and just to follow that.
呀，圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
圣经说他们像那些被恶鬼附的，他们就擅自称主耶稣的名，说：“我奉保罗所传的耶稣，赐令你们出来。”
Therefore, they undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those.Who had evil spirit, saying, "I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaimed."
谁会做这样的事呢？
Who would do such thing?
呀，圣经给了我们答案的。
The Bible just tells us the answer.
圣经说做这事的有犹太祭司长，呀，示基瓦的七个儿子。
So those who did this were the seven sons of the Sceva and the chief priests of the Jews.
说明这个时候的犹太教。已经堕落成一个装神弄鬼的民间宗教了。
It just shows that the Judaism at the time had just degenerated into a folk religion that
有点跟我们中国的什么土地神呐、啊，什么南美洲把玛利亚也放在坟墓的里边，要保佑他的祖先呢，很像。
It just pretty similar, just like either that in China or South America.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
主的名声被广传。
The name of the Lord was extolled.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
真的信仰是不怕被打压的。
The true faith is not afraid of suppression.
而打压信仰的本质是因为当权者心中的不安与恐惧啊。
The essence of the suppressing faith is that those in power are uneasy and fearful.
呀，于是就动用自己无知且短暂的权柄，来向全能、永恒、无限且怜悯的上帝发出可怜的叫嚣而已啦。
So they just use their ignorance and the short-term authority to make the pitiful cries to the Almighty, Eternal and Merciful God.
这两千多年来的教会历史和人类历史一直在印证这个道理。
So the past 2,000 years history just proved that.
要首先被恶鬼所胜。
First, be overcome by evil spirits.
要祭司长的七个儿子自以为自己是官二代啊。
The seven sons of the chief priest thought that they were the second generation of the officials.
或者说是祭司长的祭二代啊。
Or maybe the second generation of the priest.
他是一个宗教信仰的中二代啊。
Or maybe the religious, the second generation.
要这种情况在今天中国的佛教队伍里边，要处处可见。看看少林寺那几个组织，大概也知道吧。
With this, you can just see this in those China and the about this the Buddhism.
至少就是有手中有些权柄，有些能力了。
And that is that at least they have some authority in.
心里边想，总该可以威风一回吧。
And they thought maybe they can just do something great.
再加上自己的父亲是祭司长。
In addition, their father is a chief priest.
呀，我的爸爸是李刚。
My father is Li Gang.
这大家都很熟悉了。
And we're ever familiar with that.
这一类的这些什么什么二代吧，多少认为可以沾些光了。
So with this kind of second generation, they thought they can just get some light.
这七个儿子傻儿子呢，觉得自己好像也能够应付这些小鬼吧，应该不在话下了。
So those seven sons, and they thought they can just do something that's pretty easy.
谁料想这一次他们遇到的可是一些厉害的鬼，厉鬼啊。
However, out of their expectation this time, they just met some just powerful ghosts.
他们就说我奉保罗所传的耶稣啊。
And they said, I adjure you by the Jesus.
那可是耶，你们所说的耶稣基督的名啊。
That's the name of the Jesus Christ.
要斥令你们出来。
I just proclaim you just to come to get out.
要令他们想不到的，原来鬼也是认识人的呀。
Unexpectedly, it just turned out that the evil spirit also knows people.
而且鬼还会跟他回应，跟他说话呀。
And the evil spirit can reply to them.
恶鬼回答他们说什么呢？
So what did the evil spirit say?
他说耶稣我认识啊。
So they said, Jesus I know.
保罗我也知道啊。
And Paul I recognize.
你们却是谁呢？
But who are you?
这个脸打的是啪啪响啊。
The slap of face just made it a snapping sound.
你如果不信耶稣，你奉耶稣的名是没有能力的。
If you do not believe in Jesus, there's no power in the name of Jesus.
以为拿个十字架你就很大的能力。
So do you think you just hold on the cross, you have the power?
十字架是在信的人身上显出上帝的大能来。
So for the cross, just reveal just God's almighty power for the believers.
一个不信上帝的拿着十字架是毫无能力的。
And there's no power at all for unbeliever to just hold on to the cross.
因为上帝是一位真理的神，他不是虚假的主啊。
Because God is just the true God. He's just not the idol.
相反，我们看一个真心相信耶稣的保罗呢
？And let's look at Paul who truly believes in God.
他自己什么都不用做。
He didn't even need to do anything.
鬼就被赶出来了。
And then the demon was cast out.
呀，其次的是被主名所胜啊。
Secondly, be overcome by the name of the Lord.
所以不是保罗有什么能力。
Therefore, it is not Paul who has power.
乃是保罗所信的耶稣基督有大能，对吧
？But Jesus Christ, whom Paul believes in.
呀，这件事给以弗所带来很大的震撼与影响啊。
So this matter just kind of shaken and the place of Ephesus.
圣经说凡住在以弗所的无论是犹太人还是希利尼人都知道这事也都惧怕主耶稣的名从此就尊大了。
So the Bible says, and this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was exalted.
别小看这一句话。
Please do not overlook this
sentence. 上帝借着这句话把人相信耶稣之前的障碍给挪走。
So, with this, Paul just removed and those block and before they believe in Jesus.
为什么这么说呢
？So why do I say this?
因惧怕而心生敬畏是信仰的前提啊，弟兄姐妹。
So the premise for our faith is just because the fear just leading to reverence.
这是神借的保罗在亚细亚要起的作用。
So there's an effect that God just wants to use.
目的是要人因信他的名得救。
The purpose was that the people would be saved through faith in His name.
人若没有敬畏之心呢？
If people do not have the heart of reverence,
你即使信了主，也会因轻慢神而对信仰不认真的。
Even if you believe in the Lord, but you just would be disrespectful of God and not taking care of the faith seriously.
导致我们可能对神从来没有真正相信过。
And just result is we may just have never truly believed in God.
以至于可能随时因为世间的一个理由就离弃主。
So that we can just abandon the Lord just for just any single reason in the world.
怎么知道离弃主呢
？How do we know you just abandon the Lord?
你就放弃圣经原则嘛。
So if you just give up, abandon just the biblical principles.
甚至与撒旦同行啊。
Or even just go with Satan.
有一天来到主面前，主会说：“我不认识你的。”
One day when you come to the Lord, God will say, "I don't know you."
如果在我们当中还有这样的人的话，现在是你悔改的机会啦。
Among us, if any one of you is like this, and there's that you have an opportunity to
repent. 求圣灵查验我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit just examine our heart.
看看我们还有什么地方是与主的道背道而驰的。
To see if there's anything which goes to rebel against God's principle.
好，最后是被主道兴旺啊。
Finally, the word of the Lord was increased and prevailed.
主的道兴旺表现在哪里呢
？So, what is the God's words that prevailed to show here?
呀，就是表现在教会的复兴上了。
It manifested in the revival of the church.
那我怎么知道教会在复兴呢
？How do I know church is reviving?
就是教会里得有人认罪悔改呀。
And that is their people who confess and repent in the church.
有人为主做见证啊。
And people who testify for the Lord.
有人肯付代价啊。
Some who are willing to pay the price.
有人肯为主摆上时间、金钱啊。
And some who are willing to give time and money to the Lord.
而且是甘心情愿的服侍神啊。
And serve God willingly.
信主前的所作所为。
So,Before the things we did before believing God,
我想我们大多数或者大多的事情都是拿不上台面来的，对吧
？So most of those things I'm saying, and we are just cannot be brought under the light.
呀，我们可能因为面子不敢见光啊。
And because of face, we're not willing to just go under the light.
我们问问自己，我们在怕什么呢
？Ask ourselves, what are you afraid of?
为什么我们不敢公开见光呢
？Why we cannot just boldly just be transparent?
呀，当我们愿意公开承认，让主的名得荣耀的时候呢
？When we're willing just admit just under the light，
主的道就在教会里面大大的兴旺了，弟兄姐妹。
In this case, and then this God's word, the word of God will be just prevailed。
在以弗所的教会当中呢
？In Church of Ephesus，
呀，圣经说，那已经信的多有人来承认，述说自己过去所行的事情啊。
So.Also, many of those who were not believers came confessing and divulging their practices.
不但如此，那些平素行邪术的，也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。他们算计书价，便知道合共50,000块钱了。
Not only that, and a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all.And they counted the value of them and found it came to 50,000 pieces of silver.
别忘了那个时候30块钱就够一个人生活费了一年了。
Don't forget the $30 and they just can be there, they survive their living for a year.
你想想这50,000块钱是个什么概念
？Think about 50,000 pieces of silver. What kind of concept is that?
一个人有一个真实信仰的时候。
When a person has a true faith,
他的核心价值观就开始发生改变。
His core value changed.
有一点像我以往去到一些拜偶像的人家里边。
It's a bit just like when I went to the homes of some idol worshippers.
带他信了耶稣了。
I just led them to believe in Jesus.
但是他对他以往的那些佛像啊、观音像啊，却有不同的态度。
However, they have a different attitude about those idols they used to worship.
那有一些很坚决，一听说有耶稣就把东西全给毁了，交给牧师丢了。我们帮人丢这东西丢很多了。
So some just make the decision, just threw away all those idols they used to worship.
但是也有人不舍得呀。
However, there still are some people.
告诉我说。
They were reluctant to throw away.
哎呀，牧师，当年我买这东西贵呀，不容易呀，
and,
别让我丢了。
And they said, "Oh, pastor, and those idols I bought is so expensive."
啊，这个价值观在这里一比较，大概我们知道你是真心还是假心。
So in this, we can just tell whether they're the true believers or not.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
保罗在亚细亚向犹太人、希腊人传福音。
Paul preached the gospel to the Jews and the Greeks in Asia.
在教会里开拓了学者事工，医病赶鬼，让主的名显大。
So he opened up the ministry of the scholar in the church and healed the sick and cast out demons to magnify.The name of the Lord.
那么主的道就由此兴旺起来。
And the word of God prevailed.
你我是否也兴旺呢
？How about you and I? Whether we are revived?
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
愿意神你在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you have the sovereignty in our life.
求主在我们当中与我们每一位同在。
May you be with us.Each one of us.
赐福加力我们每天与主同行的脚步
Please bless and strengthen our steps.
主啊就求你坚固我们的信心
Lord, please strengthen our faith.
也帮助我们的生命
Help our life.
让我们下决心与神同行
So we can just make the decision to follow you.
远离偶像
Stay away from idols.
要抛弃所有一切属世的粪土
Abandon all those worldly things.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.